This is a Stand Up New York Labs production, providing you podcasts since 2013.
Hey guys, awesome episode today. We got a guy masturbating in the toilet before having sex and tons of news items. Check it out, enjoy, share it with friends. And welcome to the J Train Podcast. J Train Jared Free coming to you live from New York City's Upper West Side, Stand Up New York Live, where every Tuesday and Friday, your emails, your stories, your questions. I say it every episode. Let me say it one more time. Thank you for listening. Thank you, fellow friend. Thank you. And let me do this right now to the people out there. If you haven't told a friend, a coworker, a brother, a sister, a mama, a papa, an uncle, an aunt, if you haven't done that yet, you're blowing it. Here's how you can help Papa Jason. Take a screenshot of you listening. Put it on your Instagram story. That's a passive way to let people know what you're listening to. That's a good way. Tag me. I'll heart you on Instagram. I answer everybody. You don't believe me? Try me. Feather the nuts. Feather my nuts. Go right now and get involved with promoting this podcast, because that's the payment. There's a couple ways to pay for this podcast. Because look at, yo, Johnny Freebie, you're listening right now? For free. So how do you pay J Train, Papa JT, King of Brunch, the Wizard of Wedding, the Wizard of Hop, Salt and a Swipe, Prince of Promo? How do you pay me? Screenshot or come to one of these shows. I'm coming to your town. You're listening right now. I'm at Atlantic City, the Borgata. Next week, June 1st and 2nd, Wisecrackers, Mohegan Sun, Poconos. That's a lonely place. Gonna need some people. Give Papa JT a hug. I like drinking there. You ever been there?
Hey, I didn't say anything because I didn't know.
I'll introduce you, but I don't know.
Yeah, I have been there. That's why when you said it's a lonely place, I nodded.
Have I told that story about what happened there
when you were there?
Did
you tell the story to me? You're saying
maybe I was. Yes. I told you. Yes. I think I told you that story on this podcast.
You might have, and then I think,
like the people at that club. I do like.
You mean like the mom and the brother, the son? They're great. Nick.
The whole family's great.
Yes.
Nick is awesome.
Nick's great. His mom's great too.
They're all great.
It's a lonely place, man. If anybody in and around that area likes words and understands them, you should go sit in those shows because there are people that are literally, you know, four steps above human slot machines.
You have people that come back from certain areas of the country. Comics come back and they're like, they look like Walking Dead characters. Like, what happened to you last week? And they're like, I was in the middle of Ohio and some guy in the show just wouldn't shut the fuck up. And
this is one of them. It's like mountain people. Seriously. It's like the hills have
one time
audience members.
I did a show there and I was opening and this guy in the crowd literally burped so loud that it interrupted the show. And I was like, did you just burp? And the whole crowd laughed. And I was like, and I spent like 10 minutes being like, that is the lowest form of low, and like making fun of it. And then he starts standing up to pull down his pants. And I go, what the fuck are you doing now? And he goes, I was going to fart. And I go, that's how disgusting you are. You didn't think I would get the fart from it coming without your ass being out of your pants.
Comedy, everybody. It's very above brow, very well respected out there in the mountains.
I'm not above a fart joke. But at least do it in a joke form.
Yeah, but I mean, just absolutely farting into a room. I think we can close that room down, right? I mean, just in a general thing. I was there and I had some joke about how, because it happens in small towns. Like, I got a voice that only goes up, right?
Sure.
So sometimes I get called gay. So I had something, and then some guy was really like angrily telling me that I blow dudes, you know? He was was like, you blow dudes, you're gay, blah, blah, blah.
Wait a minute, this is in the middle of a show?
Yes, so then 20
minutes.
So
a guy stands up, he goes,
he didn't stand
you
up.
Blow dudes.
He started yelling at me that I was gay and like, just kind of going on this whole thing. So then I spent 20 minutes, the last 20 minutes of what I was doing, telling this man that I do sucked and talking vividly about, and I've never sucked
the dick.
I don't like, but I was like, there's balls in my eyes, and I was like, there's
if you're a young person that's looking to get into comedy,
is this guy's face?
The best.
It's just like, I was like, dude, there's so much cum. I'm like, there's cum everywhere. I'm coming, they're coming, and then two other guys come in, and I'm like, nom, 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 and I just kept talking about it. It was
place
great.
Must have gone wild.
They were having a good time. This man here was really going to change his whole entire, like, he went home and definitely cocked a shotgun and fucking, you know, blew a
hole
in a couch.
The guy who was telling you sucked dick.
Yes, he was not happy.
That's so fucking funny. That's so funny. So a guy stands up.
He didn't
goes,
stand up, but I he's like, you really want him to stand up.
I really want him standing. I want him to look like, you can do it. You know,
no. Like, Rob Schneider?
I want him to be Rob Schneider, the head of the mob, just you suck dick.
And now I would like to run for mayor, everybody. This man's gay and I will fix our roads.
Yeah.
But no, he was just in his chair. I think he was wearing shorts.
Okay.
It's like that place, you know what I mean? Again,
You get them all.
It's a mountain region. And I don't know how, but people that live in the mountains attend to, they don't get all of the stuff that's going on.
Sure.
They get their own ideas of what the world is.
Yeah.
And then they come down from the mountains and they're like, you must suck the dicks. And then
down from the mountains for a comedy show.
Yes. Down from the mountains for a comedy show. On a donkey.
Yeah. There's a whole parking lot of donkeys.
Yes.
Just park.
Stable.
I just like the idea. For anyone that wonders, like, what do you do with a heckler?
Oh.
You just, all you do is agree with the heckler because they sound ridiculous.
Yeah.
The idea
things,
that he
yeah.
looks at you and goes, you suck dick. You're gay.
But then,
in a serious
so
way. And then you go,
to just keep going, buddy, I suck all the dicks.
I suck every
There's
dick.
There's so much cum in my room. And I used to, I don't know about you, but when I was younger at this, I used to fight everybody. Anytime somebody said something, I would really try to like bury this person. Mm-hmm. And now, then you just go, I've heard all these things before. Like, no matter what you're going to yell, somebody has said it.
Sure.
So I don't even care. You got it, man. You're right.
You win.
There's no way you have a girlfriend. Cool, dude. Whatever, man.
I am so single that literally every woman that walks past me spits on me.
Exactly.
And that's funny.
Way more fun than being like, you're a fathead fucking.
Yeah, it's so much more fun.
Yeah.
Because then the people that get it.
Get it, yeah.
Get it. And the people that don't, that guy's sitting there being like, I can't believe he admitted to it.
Dude, I was like, literally, I go, there's balls in my eyes. I go, I said something like, has anybody in here ever, you're trying to blow a guy, right? And then another guy walks into the room and you're like, you want to blow that new guy, but you're still blowing this other guy. And then you got to like, who do I blow?
I would have just loved to have seen the guy's head explode.
His eyes told the story of his brain shattering. You know what I mean? Like, he didn't say anything else, but his eyes were like, oh, no. And his head, it was great.
So I'll be at Wisecrackers Mohegan Sun Poconos on June 1st and 2nd, sucking some dick. I'm going to be at the Cellar, the Comedy Cellar, Vegas. You've done the room.
I did. I was there April.
You were there. Opening weekend.
Yeah, opening weekend.
It's great.
It was great.
I'm so pumped.
Yeah.
June 20th through 25th. I'm going to be in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, June 27th and 29th. Punchline. Go get your tickets now.
Good
Atlanta.
Movie.
I'm going to be at the Laughing Skull Lounge, July 14th. San Antone, August 1st through 6th. Charlotte, the 15th and 16th. Nashville, Zanies, 22nd and 23rd. And that's it. Listen, people, they gave me some dates. I'm coming out to you. You got to come. We need you there. Find me on Instagram. I put out all the links at Jared Fried. And you heard our guest. He popped in already. Very excited to have him here. An OKP. Original key player.
There we go. I've heard that term before when I've been in here before, but
Nathan McIntosh, thank you for coming on.
Thanks for having me, man. Again, at the beginning, I just didn't want to,
I love it.
What I mean? So I was I'm just being respectful. Listen. I'm letting the man do what he does.
There's no bad. There's no good.
Okay, good. Well, here we are. We're ready to party. Yeah.
At Nathan McIntosh on Twitter and Instagram. What's been going on, buddy? Are you bringing back the podcast?
Podcast has been brought back for like a month, two months.
What's it called?
Positive Anger. You can check it out on SoundCloud and iTunes. I quit it for a month because I wanted to walk the earth. You know what I mean? There was a lot of dicks I had to suck out there.
A lot of dicks to suck.
There was like, you can't just suck all the dicks and do all the podcasts.
I don't know.
You can't do it all.
Can't do it all.
So I took a month off. I walked the earth. I was just wearing a robe. I blew dudes. And now I'm doing the podcast again. Positive Anger on iTunes.
A lot of robe jobs. So go find Positive Anger. Go follow Nathan. Nathan McIntosh, so funny, so fun to watch. You guys are going to love him.
Thanks, buddy.
Let's do some emails. You ready?
Oh, man, yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com, JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Is money a reason to end something?
I mean, I love the openness of that question. Is this going to be a man? Is this going to be a woman? Can I take a guess here?
Sure. For everything?
If I had to guess, is money a reason to end something? I'm going to say it's a woman writing this email.
See, I would have guessed the opposite.
Okay.
Because I think men relate. Like, I think sometimes women don't even think of money. They're like, oh, we're just going to, like, live on a cloud. And
sure.
And this is all going to work out.
Yeah. But
love will conquer all. And then a guy's sitting there being like, I don't even know what I'm going to do with my life.
Yeah. Everybody's like, let's go to the park. You're like, yeah, but even if you want to go to the park, it's free until you want to buy something. Yeah. Ice cream's fucking $9 in here.
I think of New York City. This is how I tell people about it. They're like, oh, is it expensive? I go, think of any town you live in as you're walking around with a pocket full of change. And your pocket has a little hole in it. And every time you walk around, change falls out of the pocket.
Yeah.
New York City has the biggest hole.
Yeah.
Every time you walk out of your house, that hole's dropping change
on
the ground. It's just going to happen, inevitably.
But what would be, okay, so you think it wouldn't be a woman. So what would a guy be writing? My girlfriend doesn't make enough money. Should I get the fuck out of here? You know what I mean?
Dear Uncle J Train. So me and this girl, it's a guy, have been talking for a couple months and everything is great except for one thing. She's terrible with money.
That was what I was saying. Yes. Got you. Okay,
she has
cool.
a ton of credit card debt, has admitted to me she has a shopping spending problem. She was always the one to suggest to going out to eat.
Oh, yeah.
She will joke about how she shouldn't have got the clothes that she just bought because she can't afford them.
Yep.
She bought a car last year and her parents ended up taking on the payments because she couldn't afford them, but she still drives the car. She has mentioned to me that past boyfriends have helped her with day-to-day expenses while she tried to pay down her debt. But she is still in debt, so clearly that didn't change anything. Yeah, those exes didn't fix your problem.
Do we have an age range here?
I don't mind paying for drinks, food, and fun experiences, but at the same time, I'm not interested in being treated like an ATM. Is this a situation that I should try to avoid? I'm not opposed to helping her manage her money, but how do I approach it? Is it my place? Please help.
Do we have an age range?
We don't know. Let's consider them 26.
Sure. She's bought a car. She's had a few boyfriends that have helped her with money.
Yeah, I mean, that's the worst sign in this email is that... Here's the worst sign of this email, is that she's had boyfriends help her in the past, and admittedly so, as if that was normal.
Yeah, and also her parents, you know, she bought a car, and then her parents helped her take on the payments. There's always been somebody there to catch Little Miss Money's money's no option. their money's not a real thing out here.
Not to her.
I just buy things, and then other people pay for them.
Money just appears in my pocket no matter what.
And it continues with boyfriends and the parents. I mean, personally, this lady, as we get older... doesn't really matter how...
People talk about male privilege and white privilege.
Yep.
This is a female privilege.
Look, man, you and me have talked about this before, and I say it on stage. Mm. I personally think the most privileged people on this earth are white women. I really, really do. I truly, truly do. There is nobody else on this earth. Well, kind of women in general. But this is the only kind of thing. Buying a car and then somebody else just takes over the payment? What the fuck world do we live in that that's even sort of an option?
Yeah.
You and me, the car would just get repossessed.
Goodbye, car.
Goodbye, car.
A man would come in,
he'd put a boot on it.
Yeah.
And then be like, if you don't pay for this in a week, I'm going to take it. And we'd go, well, but please, sir, my girlfriend sometimes helped me pay for the traffic tickets.
And when Nathan says this about white women, that's not to say, and what happens, what's going on right now is that there's this like struggle competition going on. And everyone's trying to make sure that they are not the one doing the best. They want to make sure, everyone's trying to make sure that they have, they're not as bad as the next bad person.
Sure.
To say that white women... have a struggle, you know, that's not to say that you don't have struggle in your life, but understand the in this email, you're like, this would never happen for a man, people are just like, here.
And what I say, it's not that white women don't have any struggle, but what I say when I say on stage, and I won't do the joke, but I'll just say, so it'll be no joke here, it'll just be a statement.
Just a statement.
The idea that white women pretend that they don't have anything good, that they don't have any privileges, is the thing that in my chest I just go, you fucking kidding me. We have to just believe, oh, it's all a struggle. So, how am I going to pay for my car? How am I going to pay for the fucking... Get the fuck out of here.
You know what bothers me, though, too, is that they've turned on white men. Because they're looking for someone to be the scapegoat. They don't want it to be them.
This is the joke that you've heard me do, is that it was white privilege at one point in time. It was white privilege for about 26 minutes. And then white women were like, well, not us. They have so much privilege, they pulled themselves out of white privilege. They pulled themselves out of white privilege.
And I don't want to hammer this, because I hate hammering one group. It's like, to me, I'm just like, everyone has their level of privilege.
Yes.
And we're two white dudes talking about this, but we're also like, wow, you're really like, You really left us hanging dry,
uh-huh.
You know. Like, and then I had a girl tell me once that she bought a shirt. She was like laughing about how she bought it was a white woman, and she was saying that she bought a shirt that she has a coffee cup that says "Have the confidence of a mediocre white male."
Ugh.
And I was like, "You should give that to your dad for Father's Day," because like, is he? Mediocre? Like, is he out? Like, everyone that you love isn't mediocre?
Well, nobody cares. People don't like dads anyway. Every dad's a goofy fucking idiot who just pays for everything. It's this guy. And then this woman, look, this guy, I personally would say, yes, get away from this woman, because this woman needs a huge dose of reality.
Her parents specifically. Let's not group her with all white women.
I'm talking her specifically. Yeah. This lady, her parents need to walk away. Boyfriends need to stop paying for everything. She needs to have a fucking pursuit of happiness moment where she's kicking the goddamn bathroom door closed while people are trying to bust in. You know what I mean? She's exhausted everything else. Because everybody's just going to keep paying for this woman. Because what? She has tits? Because she has nice hair? Because her feet aren't fucking disgusting. You have to pay for your own things.
Well, the sad part about this for this guy is, listen, you might think that you're going to like end it with her and you'll be like, she'll learn.
Well, she's not going to learn, but he doesn't need to be there.
Another dude will come along
because
he has a dick and balls, and because we're all fucking animals, and this is now, now let me hammer men. Because we're a bunch of fucking idiots that gotta come all the time.
Mm-hmm.
We'll be like, yeah, I'll pay for the car.
But will ya? I wouldn't, but I'm saying
someone will.
Somebody will.
So she's never gonna learn.
Nope.
So if you don't want to be an ATM, you got to get out of this relationship.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah.
She's never going to learn because the parents haven't taught her, because obviously they'll just pick up the car payment. Because
clearly her dad's fucking her. Clearly her dad's pounding her in the ass.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. @NathanMcIntosh on Twitter and Instagram. Positive anger.
That last part I said was a joke, clearly.
We're going to take that clip and we're going to play it all the time. Clearly,
can
her
send
dad
that directly
is
to TMZ?
Fucking her in the ass. Hey, J Train, not even just to feather your balls. I just started listening to you, and you're my new favorite podcaster. You're legitimately the best. You make my days so much better. Thank you. This means a lot. So on to the drama. I dated a guy friend of mine a while back. We really liked each other, but we wanted to be single, so we kept it casual. At one point, he told me he was in love with me, but I was worried that he was just caught up in the infatuation, so I didn't say it back. Fast forward a few months, he got flaky suddenly. Because he doesn't love you. He wouldn't be honest with me when I asked him what was going on, so I broke things off. Afterwards, he told our mutual friends that I was pressing for a relationship that he wasn't interested in me, which is bullshit, but was still still a blow to my ego. And all during this time, he would Snapchat me when I was very clearly not going to respond. He tried to reconcile things.
I knew there was a reason I came here today.
Yeah, thank you for correcting it. Killing white women, just hammering white women and helping me with words. He tried to reconcile things, but still wouldn't tell me why he got weird. I ended up pulling away because he started flirting like he would when we were seeing each other. I moved on completely, and he has a girlfriend now, and he reached out again telling me he missed me and he really wanted us to be friends again.
Ooh.
Is this guy only trying this hard to reconcile things? If she uses reconcile one more time to make me look like a fucking idiot.
I mean, it's reconcile, buddy. It's not, you know what I mean?
Just so he can play me? Or am I just too suspicious and he's just trying to be friends? What do you think?
Today's the day that everybody learns J Train cannot read.
No reading for this guy.
I mean, again, we don't have an age range here, right?
Let's call her 26, because I'm looking at her.
We're going everybody's 26.
Everyone's 26.
Everybody's 26 to that. Today.
I'm looking at her picture. Cute, because it's like in her like email.
Can I get a picture here? Just
cute young girl. Seems
context.
Fun.
I just need context.
She likes podcast. I'm her favorite podcaster. So why wouldn't I?
She might be like 24.
Sure, she's young. I mean, this is I don't. Here's the thing about this email that like she needs to stop doing.
Reconcile.
Stop.
Nobody
using
uses
the word,
this word.
Reconcile. No one uses it more than once in an email. Who are we kidding?
Oh.
Is this guy only trying this hard to reconcile things so he can play me, is what she asked.
Yeah.
Nobody wants to play you. No, that's not what, guys aren't looking for this big jigsaw, a saw moment to play you. And then, or am I too suspicious and he's really trying to be friends? No, guys want to fuck. So...
He is messaging her, though, with, he has a girlfriend right now that he's clearly not super into if he's reaching out to past
Here's what
ladies.
He knows that he's with a girl that he will not be with forever. What he's trying to do...
It's probably, maybe it's the other guy. Maybe this is the guy from the other email, and he's like, look, man, I can either pay for this woman, for fuck's sake, or I can go back to reconcile.
I want to reconcile my whole life.
I want to be back with Miss Reconcile.
Here's what he's doing. He's doing the hookup alley-oop. Seen it once, seen it 1,000 times.
Okay? He's on fire!
The hookup alley-oop, as I've explained on this show before, okay, is when your relationship self throws a hookup to you. Here we go. And now, play for your Chicago Bulls. Douchey boyfriend! Yeah! And he is throwing the alley-oop to douchey single guy to fuck! He's taking the hookup and he's throwing the hookup to himself once his relationship ends.
Got you.
So what he's doing is he's in this relationship
that he wants out of.
He wants out of. And he's going to a girl who has fucked him before.
Yep.
That's a customer that's shopped at his store. So he knows she'll shop there again.
Excuse me, madam. I believe last week you were in my shop and you bought a large pepperoni pizza. There's nothing to say that you wouldn't do that again.
Exactly.
Correct.
Guys know that girls will come back to the reliable, the familiar. So what he's doing, he's saying he's trying to get on good terms with her. So when this ends, oh, look at this. We're friends. And remember when we used to fuck?
Now, we were like really good friends.
Remember?
I'm talking like really good. Like, we'd talk for a little bit, and then I would like come on you.
Yeah. Remember when I went down on you kind of mediocrely?
But like as a friend?
Yeah.
That was pretty cool.
We should do that again. That's what he's doing.
Yeah.
There's no question in my mind.
The hookup alley-oop. So he's not trying to play this lady. He's just trying to keep her around so that when he's back there single, his balls are not wet. I mean, not dry.
Not dry. Yeah. Yeah. Absolutely. And to her...
Dry balls, what a waste of time.
You know to her, I mean? He's only going to make you feel an ounce of good for a pound of bad. So you're going to get an ounce of good moment. You're going to get an ounce of good. But then you're going to also get a pound of bad.
Unless you
And that's what these type of people are. The people that stay in your life that you've been done with. You went down the road. You tried it. It didn't work. Move the fuck on.
You could just have sex, though, I think.
I mean, if she wants to fuck and she can keep it. But don't be this friends thing where he's got a girlfriend that you have to look at to measure yourself against, even though it's not about you. But that's what we do naturally. You look at this girlfriend, you're like, oh, how do I compare to her? Am I better? Am I worse? And then he gets out of that relationship. He comes back to you and he'll never be with you. He'll just be there to hook up. And you will ultimately be wasting your time.
Yeah.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Here with Nathan McIntosh. @NathanMcIntosh on Twitter and Instagram.
Yeah.
Positive Anger. That's the podcast. Dear JTrain, feathering your nuts with the world's longest feather all the way from Indiana.
Bam, bam, bam.
Big fan of your podcast. Gets me through my shitty summer internship, but I'm new to this. With the typical 8-to-5 job and nothing to do or just being bored with busy work, I find myself taking a lot of shits midday just so I can get on my phone and fuck around. Should I take a limit on the number of shits or what are the tips for shitting at work? Because I think my coworkers are on to me. What do we think?
8-to-5. Is that a regular day now? What happened to Dolly Parton, 9-to-5?
8-to-5 stinks.
That's a fucking, that is a,
That's a 6:30 wake up.
You should have to get, 8-to-5, I think you deserve 4 shits a day.
Mm-hmm.
Personally. 8-to-5.
Yeah.
That is rough, daddy.
Brutes.
You are fucking, you're up, probably up at 6, maybe 6:30. Maybe he's one of those people that just gets up and walks right out the door. I can't do it. Maybe just gets right the fuck up and wanders out.
Yeah.
I say four.
4 shits, quarterly shits.
Yep.
9, 10, 11, 12, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Hours. That is a 9-hour day.
So I think two hours in, one,
two
another
hours
2 hours in, two, give me two more, and then
you're out.
Four. Every two hours you go, good God, I shouldn't have had all that bran last night. And you go, and you just go to the bathroom.
Shelby, you got something to say about this?
You could start smoking too.
Yeah.
Oh, interesting. Well, this guy's got a. I do think this guy, pick up a smoking habit.
What does he do?
I don't know.
Is he a doctor?
He what he needs to do, you got to get into some vices. Smoking, coffee, poops.
Also,
those are the three breaks.
Get a Switch and say that it's in the Nintendo Switch.
Oh.
So you can plug it into your TV or you can take it with you on the go. And get like a, you know how you can get like a note? For a dog, it's like, this is my health. I have anxiety if I don't have the dog. Get like a note from your doctor being like, this guy has anxiety if he doesn't
He'll never get the job.
Yeah, he has to go play Breath of the Wild for 15 minutes.
And here's the other thing. Everyone at your job, no one cares about you. All they care about is the work getting done. So understand that your coworkers are not on to you unless you're shitting all day long.
But also, they want to shit, too.
That's what I'm saying.
You almost have to bring everybody together and go, look, we all want to shit four times.
Sure.
Wink, wink, yeah. Right? So let's figure this out. Yeah. I go at 8:10. You go at 8:20. You know what I mean? Yeah. We'll just rotate.
Work out a schedule.
We'll just rotate. Nobody's really shitting. Nobody shits four times a day.
Yeah, no.
Unless you're medically broken.
Listen, I have gone to bathrooms to get away.
Oh, yeah. When I was having jobs, oh, yeah.
Sit. I won't even shit. I won't even take, like, I'll just sit there.
During that set at the Poconos, when that guy yelled, "You're gay," right before I did the 20 minutes of how I just blow all the dudes and there's balls in my eyes, I went to the bathroom for 10, 15 minutes. Crowd just sat there.
Sat there with, you know, sir, you know someone does that?
Yes. Famous comedian?
Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Do you
who
know
it
who I'm talking about?
I know exactly what you're talking about.
Well, we could say who it is, right?
Yeah. One, two. Oh, we're going to say the same name, right? Why don't we say two different names?
I think I'm remembering right who it is. One, two, three.
Eddie Griffin. Knew it.
Wow.
Yeah. 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 He walks off stage. He just goes, I got to go to the bathroom. I'll be back. Because he does like 2.5 hour shows. So, so he just goes, 2 hours.
Yeah.
2 hours. He has to take a fucking break.
So the host has to come up.
Yep.
And just like hang out.
Yeah, he's in there, and he probably just in there Candy Crush, fucking Google. Yeah, I say every 2 hours, and if you're cool with anybody at this job, you wrangle them up, and you go, look, guys, 8 to 5 fucking sucks,
sure.
Okay? What the fuck are we even doing in here? We're folding boxes, we're at desks, every 2 hours, and we'll figure it out. I'm 8:30, you're 8:45, and every 2 hours, we just fucking do it.
The other suggestion is the cigarette. I always say coffee, but I don't know what your office landscape is like. You might be a car ride away from coffee, which sucks. That you're really on an island.
8 to 5 sounds like a job where they got coffee in the building.
But that's what the problem is. They have to.
Yeah.
Because what I would do, I would go downstairs and I'd be like, I'm going to go outside and have a coffee outside.
Yeah.
And then I would go to the store. It would give me like a nice 20 minute go to the store, you know, kick around outside. So coffee and cigarettes could help this guy out just for extra breaks. But also don't fucking work. You shit when you need to shit. No one in the office thinks about you until you fuck up their money. That's what you have to remember. You as an intern, every day you work there, you're there to make life easier. The minute you make life more difficult is the minute they want you the fuck out.
Yeah.
And that's the thing. That's all you got to do. Make sure your tasks get done and your shits aren't getting in the way. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nathan McIntosh. Our guy mirror selfies weird.
Our guy mirror selfies weird, like a dude standing in his own bathroom.
Feather. I started listening to your podcast a few months ago. I love it. I always listen in the car, telling my friends too. Hoping to see you live soon as well. Okay, so I want you and your guests' opinion on something. Guy mirror selfies. So that's like a guy taking a picture of himself in the bathroom.
I mean, yeah, okay, go ahead. Yeah.
I'm a single 23-year-old girl, and I'm loosely on the apps.
Woo!
Loosely.
Woo!
On the apps. As in, I go on when I'm bored, motivated to not be single anymore, LOL. Whenever I come across a guy with a mirror selfie, I 99% of the time swipe left, decline. I think it's so weird when guys take mirror selfies because I can't imagine any guy getting all prettied up and standing in front of a mirror and posing. And then going through them afterwards and deleting the bad ones and editing the good ones. Maybe I always say no to these guys because they're usually all buff gym rat type guys, which is totally not my type. But there are some cute guys who have potential for a like. But when I come across a mirror selfie, it's always a no. So I wanted your thoughts. Am I being too rough on these mirror selfie guys? What motivates guys to take them? I just can't take a guy who takes selfies seriously. Am I being crazy? Can't wait to hear your opinion on this. Sincerely, still swiping left on mirror guys, girl. What do we think?
This woman's 23, correct?
Sure.
She is loosely on the apps.
Loosely.
Nothing gets a man half hard like the word loosely. I would wonder what her thoughts are on genders and where she is in the whole gender fluidity life that we
it's
lead now. You know what I mean?
I hear what you're saying.
The non-binary. You know what I mean? Because here's the thing: we all have. First of all, women, king of the mirror selfies. for a thousand years, right?
This is the reason she's not into it.
Yeah.
She knows what
goes
into the mirror selfie as a woman.
Uh-huh.
So she's relating that, saying that the guy doing it is having similar thoughts as she has.
Sure.
Or her friends have when they do those.
But his isn't nearly as done up as hers is.
Absolutely not.
There's not makeup. There's no, it's probably one or two pictures.
She isn't wrong.
But
we're the same thing. We're all 10% away from each other.
Yeah.
Like, we all feel similarly.
Yeah.
So when you take a mirror selfie and you look at the picture and you go, man, I'm looking fucking good. What if I throw a little tint on this?
Yep.
Hoo-wee, look at me.
Uh-huh.
Look at me. I'm hot.
Yeah.
You post it. Thinking the girls or guys are thinking the same thing. I like this picture. This is why I'm putting it out there. So I do understand where she's like, this amount of vanity isn't something I want in a man.
Yeah, it's the same way around though. Like, I don't see a picture of a woman in a mirror selfie and think, well, that's a hero. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree.
That's a woman that can read the word reconcile and know how to pronounce it. But again, to go back to this whole non-binary
thing,
right? If we're just taking it to a serious side note for a minute. If we're all going to go with the whole anybody can be what they want to be, anybody can do what they want to do, you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. I feel like a cat. I can identify as a cat.
Meow, motherfucker.
I'm also a gay Filipino cat, right? Mm-hmm. And again, let anybody do what they want to do.
Dios mios.
But then you got to go with the whole thing of if women can take mirror selfies and it's not a problem, it's not a crime, then you got to let a guy slide too, because it's really not that big of a deal.
Well, this is, I agree with what you're saying. We're allowed, everyone can do whatever they want to do with no shame, right?
Mm-hmm.
But we're also allowed to judge the fuck out of you.
Sure.
So to me, to her, if you should never feel bad about what you swipe.
But I wonder what...
Swiping...
Does she have bathroom selfies? Do you see what I'm saying? Like,
yeah,
does
but,
she...
Yeah, but this is the thing. Everything sucks until I do it.
Yeah,
so,
I bet you she has bathroom selfies or something. And maybe she's right. She said, I just don't like these gym rat dudes.
I hear
Which, who's working out? Where are they? Women always say that. They're like, I don't want a guy with muscles. Who are these guys working out for?
Yeah.
They're clearly fucking women.
Somebody.
They're clearly fucking people.
Someone's fucking them.
Women like to lie and be like, I don't like abs or a chest. And then they get railed by some fucking man who can bench 780 pounds.
But you don't think, like, what she's saying, like, I bring up this point because, like, we have all these people like apologizing.
No, I'm with,
for
I
not
agree with you.
Liking,
and I'm
like,
also not, real petty.
Girl, well, girls a lot of times will be like, well, if I gave him a chance, maybe he's a nice guy, and I'm missing out on opportunity of me. No, this is there's nothing more honest than a swipe.
Jared, also let me can I apologize? Can I just throw a side note in there?
Sure.
I have too many side notes here, but there are no nice guys. So give them all a chance or don't give any of them a chance. It doesn't matter. You're getting the same thing in a different fucking package.
Same asshole.
He's a little bit, he might be, here's what you're going to get. The type of guy that's going to throw you around a room, right? Fucking suplex you through a plate glass window sexually.
Yeah.
Or you're going to get the guy that's like, is it okay if I go down on you?
Yeah.
Is it okay?
They're way closer to each other than maybe people want to believe.
So that's you know what I mean?
But I'm saying, like, don't apologize for your sweats.
I agree with that too.
If you're looking at a picture and you go, ugh.
Yep.
That's it. Goodbye.
Uh-huh. 100%.
Goodbye. The reason we start feeling bad about these things, unlimited options is unlimited feeling bad.
Yeah.
So when you used to have two fucking people on your street and those were the choices to fuck, you turned down one, you said yes to the other, and you were like, that's great. I knew exactly what I'm missing out on.
I really think those people are happier, too.
Way happier.
60-year marriages and fucking, you know.
This girl is looking at guys is sitting there being like, I'm hot. I'm single. Am I just turning down all these great guys? Am I missing out on this whole group of great guys because I'm not letting the mirror selfie guys in? No, you're not missing out on shit.
Yeah.
You thought to yourself, ugh.
Yep.
And the person you will end up with 30 years from now will ugh with you.
If I was on dating apps, a couple of ugh. Live, laugh, love, ugh. Any woman petting a tiger, ugh. Any woman that's a picture of you in India, ugh.
This is what
like
I'm saying.
Triple fucking.
But this is
ugh.
You. But this is you. This is all personalized. But that's why you swipe in half a second
mm-hmm.
in most cases. I know when I see a girl that I'm like attracted to, it takes me like from finger to brain.
Sure.
It's like half a second.
Any woman wearing Chuck Taylors in her picture? Ugh.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. I love this email title.
Okay, great.
This is a great email.
Is it? Can I guess what the title is?
I don't think you'll be able to guess.
Of course.
My boyfriend masturbates while I'm in the next room.
Woo!
Juice A.
That's a party. Wildly, is he like, ah!
How does she know? Dear Juicy J Train, I'll make this email short since I'm at work.
Hilarious. Since I'm shitting on my allotted 2-hour time frame.
In literally the title is My Boyfriend Masturbates While I'm in the Next Room is up on her computer screen at work. Recently, when my boyfriend comes to visit on weekends, I've been noticing he goes into the next room to use the bathroom and spends 45 minutes to an hour in there masturbating.
What?
While I'm in the next room waiting to fuck.
What?
To provide you with some background, we've been dating for over 4 years. Both graduated from college a year ago, and both living at home with parents that don't let us sleep in the same room.
What?
Fortunately, we still find time to fuck more than 2 times every weekend. We see each other, and I'm extremely generous with giving blowjobs because I love doing it, and who wants to leave unsatisfied, right? Also, we see each other almost every weekend, so he's clearly coming a lot and doesn't really need to jerk off when I'm in the next room. I understand masturbating when we're not together and watching porn. I like when she gets into the personal.
I get it.
Listen, I ain't no prude. I get it. You want to go off. She sounds like a mom. You guys want to go off and watch your furry porn and throw a couple wax. I get it. I do it too, so that doesn't matter to me. That is such a mom statement.
I smoked a little reefer, but I know what it is. I know what it's about.
I masturbate too. Listen, kids.
Look, I let your dad put it in my butt. I get it. I get you want to do that.
Mama Bear ain't above touching herself on a hot night with the window open.
Little Bob Seger playing.
Seger in the background. Mama knows what's going on. What I don't get is why you need to spend an hour in the bathroom watching porn or jerking off to someone else when you have a perfectly good girl who I think is an 888.
Woo!
Face, body, personality, girls or guys can use it. Pics attached for proof.
Can I get a pic?
She's cute.
Can I get a quick pic?
She's got a hot bod, cute. Here.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Yeah, they're... Well, oh, yeah. Bam, 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 bam. That's the guy, huh?
That's the guy.
He's a nice looking man, too. You know what I mean? He's like head of Wall Street type of fucking...
Yo, it's so funny to hear about hookups. Like, this is a kind of a side note to this whole
love
email.
Love side notes.
Love a good side note. It's funny to hear about people's hookups. Like, now I'm looking at this dude being like, this dude's just sitting in a toilet while his girlfriend's there ready to fuck.
Can we also get into the whole, Jared, let me ask you a question.
Sure.
Other than if you're alone by yourself, right? There's nobody around, okay? You might take an hour to jerk off because maybe you're looking for that classic porn, you know what I mean? That wicked ass angle, the oil, the fucking.
I'm not above an hour session.
No, but this man, people in the house.
With people
and there's
in the
a
other
woman
room,
waiting
yeah.
to blow him.
It's a long whack. It's kind of selfish.
You can't
it's
fucking get this out in 2 minutes, 3 minutes. What's wrong with this guy?
She's hot, but her being hot has nothing to do with this whole thing.
I also say, how old do you think she is there? Let's go 26.
26.
Can everybody fuck off with their my parents won't let us sleep in the sink. Get the fuck out of here. You're adults.
Well, that...
You're adults.
To me,
get out of the house.
To me, it's like, go get a job. Go be able to pay rent.
Get a job. Get a hotel for the week. If he only comes over on the weekends, get a hotel for the weekend.
I love the look she has right here.
Can I see it again?
This one look is such a hot look. She's in a...
Oh, the bathroom selfie.
No, oh, she's doing a bathroom selfie.
That's in the bathroom right there. Oh, is that a filter? Yeah.
But I love the tight t-shirt tucked into high-waisted jeans, high boots look.
I'm not a big fan of the high boots myself, but
no.
See, this is a personal. Yeah, but I mean,
look
but
at
that's
this.
A small.
She looks like
no,
a
she looks
fucking
great. She looks
superhero.
Great. I'm just talking about the boots personally, but that,
yeah,
that, but
that's a hot look. To
that's
guys.
Not her. Whatever. Yeah.
Okay. So what I don't understand is I spend an hour in the bathroom watching porn, jerking off to someone else. Well, you have a perfectly girl who
think
is an 888 who is ready to fucking give the sloppiest of sloppy blowjobs in the next room. Man, I'm half hard. I don't care that he jerks off on his own time, but what bothers me is he's spending more time jerking off in the next room when we see each other, wasting time when we could have sex. Granted, we still have sex when we see each other, even if this happens. But it's bothering me. It makes me feel like I'm not satisfying him, and I'd rather be jerking off in the next room. I'd rather he'd be jerking off in the next room than fucking me when we're together. And he'd rather be jerking off in the next room than fucking me when we're together.
Oh,
we even got a hotel room and
there you
did
go.
This while there.
Wow.
Is he telling her about it?
That's what I mean. Is she asking him? Does
Would
he
love
hear
to hear
porn?
Your thoughts and what I should do or say something? I'm not, or say something. That means he's not saying it.
But
I'm not mad about
know?
It, just confused. Anyways, your podcast is amazing. It makes my commute to and from work every day. All right, what do we think?
Buddy, maybe the guy has irritable bowel syndrome. You know what I mean? And he's having a real fucking, he's having a real struggle in
yeah.
there.
Well, this is a two-step process. This has steps to it. You have to figure out, is he masturbating or not?
Yeah, you got to ask him, hey, man, what the fuck's going on?
What are you
on?
Doing in
because
there?
Because if he's jerking off and then coming out and fucking you, first of all, the man should get into porn. That ain't easy to do. If you're able to beat off for an hour in a bathroom and then come out and fuck...
Good for you.
Good
on
for you. You're fucking Lexington Steel, buddy. Yeah, you're ready to pound them all.
You're a coxman.
That's fucking... I couldn't do that. I can't do that. Can you do that? I don't
no,
think you can
I
do
can,
that.
I can't.
I think there's a small percentage of men that be able to beat for an hour.
This is me whacking off.
Exactly.
Wee, 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 wee,
100%.
Wee, 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 wee,
100%. And this guy's doing it and then going, who's ready to fuck?
Yeah, yeah.
Like,
how is he doing that?
This guy is a... full-on Tom Brady of sex.
This guy's got, yeah, he's got talent.
Talent?
Shelby?
Should, like, there should we, can we go to these people's apartment and interview them? There's so much, I want to meet them.
There's a lot to know. Yeah, you're right.
Because I'm also like, what the fuck? You got to ask him, hey, are you beating off when you go in there?
What's going on
also,
in there?
Is he coming out and pleasing you still? And you guys are still having sex. What's the problem then? You know what I mean?
I understand. The problem is...
I don't think what he's doing is right. It's real weird.
Well, here's the only thing I can think of for why he's doing this that's not weird. Is that he doesn't see you all week and he doesn't want to disappoint you in bed. So he goes in there, gets that first whack out.
For an hour, dude.
I know. This is the only... I'm trying to give...
No, if he was going in there and just jerking
I'm
off...
I'm playing
come
devil's
back out,
advocate.
100%. But this man's beaten off for an
hour.
Hour.
To porn. Like, is she hearing the porn? Like, and she's just sitting there naked waiting?
No, somebody's in here. No, I'm in here. It's weird. There's something.
Something's off.
Here's my thought. Maybe I'm crazy wrong. I'm going to assume these people are young, right? 26.
Sure.
First of all, this is a side note to all of it. I love side notes.
Good. Dude,
fuck off. Don't my parents don't let us fucking. You can fuck in the back. You're adult human beings.
Yeah.
You can walk in the street and stand 69 each other in a fucking lobby.
Here are the theory. Sorry.
But here's the other. So maybe this man is, he has a little bit of a porn addiction.
Say a little bit.
Okay, he has a little bit of a porn addiction, and that's that.
Here's the, okay, so it's either porn addiction. He wants to last longer.
An
so
hour,
is,
though,
but
dude.
Yeah,
I
an
mean,
hour is crazy.
On,
I'm just trying to give all the options.
Sure, sure, sure.
He's into something very specific, so the only way he can get hard for you is to watch a video
like
of this
clown
like,
porn. No, somebody's in here.
He's into something weird that he's embarrassed about. That
maybe he's into this. Maybe he's into jerking off
maybe,
with somebody's in the next room.
Maybe this is his fetish. I mean, listen, people masturbate to feet, so...
Oh, I love a
this
good
is,
foot.
But I'm saying this is his foot. This could be his foot.
Got you.
Is that, I masturbate in the other room. She's waiting there, naked.
It's kind of hot.
But it's hot only if you talk about it.
Yes,
here's
yes,
the problem.
Yes, yes, yes.
When you don't know what's going on, the
so
world
funny.
Is your canvas. You
She's
can paint
there.
Any picture you want.
She's there, sure, everything ready to go, and an hour goes by. She's able to watch a full episode of fucking Evil Genius, and then this guy finally comes out, and it's so weird.
I'm ready.
I'm ready to fuck again. I mean, for one, now?
Well, this is the thing. So when you don't know, that's when you start painting... We usually go to the worst option. He might be gay. Like, maybe he's in there watching gay porn. You don't know. Like, I don't know.
Can I see a picture of him again?
You think just by looking at the picture you'll know?
Look, man, I've blown a lot of dudes, a lot of balls.
Yeah, you know. That's him with the girl. I'm just saying, like, the possibilities are now endless because you don't know what the fuck is going on.
I don't think he's
so safe. My advice to her is here's what you do. Next time you hang out, he goes in the bathroom for an hour, you get in the bed, and then when he comes out, you don't fuck. You say, what are you doing in there?
First of all, okay, she's standing there in the bathroom doorway.
Sure.
Let's do a little bit of investigative work.
Okay.
The bathroom. Yeah. That's where he's going for an hour. Now, the shower curtain has a nice curve to it. You see okay. that? The shower curtain rod?
Yep, it's a nice, but it's a parent's house.
I know, but that's like the booty of shower curtain rods.
Yeah, yeah.
Most shower curtain rods are straight, sure. and flat, and garbage. This one's rounded,
yeah.
which gives you the illusion that the shower has an ass. That's okay. something you're going to want to jerk
Maybe
off
he's
to.
He's an ass shit.
He could be into the bath. What I'm saying is he might be sexually attracted to the bathroom. Do you see what I'm saying? If you look around it, it's a clean bathroom. She's got a nice toiletry kit over here. You know what I mean? He might have like a house fetish.
What she needs to do is the next time he goes in the bathroom, let him go in the bathroom. You have to walk people in. Yeah, you have to walk people into.
Let him go in the
You need, like, it's like a child. You need them to be sitting in their own mess to learn, to admit to what is going on.
You saying walk in on him?
No. Okay. You let him come out and you go, Shelby, you have some.
No, I was.
You let him come out of the bathroom. And then you're fully dressed. You're not naked. You're not ready now that, you know.
You have winter boots on, yeah. parka, gloves.
Gloves. You look at him, you go, what are you doing in there? And he'll go, blah, 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 blah. You go, are you masturbating before we have sex? Because that could have been my cum. I could have been with you during that. What is it that you're watching? What is it that gets you off in there that is not happening out here? And then he'll go, well, and then you say to him, listen, there's no judgment. I don't want to end a relationship over this. We seem to be doing well. But every time I'm waiting out here as if you're the fucking lead in this movie and we all have to wait for you to come out of your trailer is a fucking weird hour for me. And personalize it. And then you look at him and go, just tell me so that I can work with you on this instead of feeling like I have no idea what's going on. Because right now I feel like you're doing something in there that is somewhat cheating with me. Like, I'm not enough. And that's how you do it. Put it in new terms while it's happening so that you can say, isn't this crazy?
Devil's advocate, speaking sure. from the guy's side. Side note.
Well, yeah.
What the man could do.
Sure.
Pick it up in there, buddy. You know what I mean? 60 fucking minutes. Well, a full fucking news program.
But at least you know what it is.
If 2 minutes, 3 minutes. Get in, get out.
If he looks at her and goes, listen, I think it's hot that you're in the next room naked while I'm masturbating.
I don't think that's what it is. But yes, whatever. Right,
like,
yeah.
And then she could go, okay, maybe you make it 5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's an hour.
Tighten it up. Tighten it.
Shelby, you got something to say?
Yeah, it was like, so they're not living together. He's just visiting on a weekend.
Yeah, they're just, I think it's like when the parents leave the house or some shit, or they, well, she said they did it when, he did it when they were at a hotel room together. Maybe as IBS. I mean, there's another.
He could have irritable bowel syndrome.
But if that's the case too, like, let's get it out there now, because now it's a problem that you've noticed. And the minute you notice is the minute you take it to cartoon land where he's in there taking the plunger and shoving up his ass because it's the only way he can get hard.
But also you think he would fuck her first and then go in and put the plunger in your ass.
I mean,
you don't
yeah.
do that first, come out satisfied, or and then go, oh, yeah, you.
Or at least when you talk about it, maybe she can put the plunger in his ass and they can stop with this whole fucking waiting game.
I looked in that woman's eyes. She's not putting a plunger in a man's ass.
JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. JTrainPodcast@gmail.com. Nathan McIntosh. Let's do some news. You ready, Shelby?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
So Hurricane Harvey, obviously, tragedy.
You sound so bent out of shape.
Many dead, many blown
apart. Hurricane Harvey, obviously tragedy. Okay, yeah.
Obs.
But it's caused a very weird news story. A 25-year-old man
okay.
was arrested after allegedly posing at a high school in Dallas so he could play basketball.
I love this story.
Oh, yeah, I just saw this today. Yeah.
I saw this. Was he any good?
He was very good, because yep. he's 25 and he enrolled as like a freshman.
Oh, so this guy is not even,
like, he looks like a senior, but like, if
do we have a picture of him?
Yeah, yeah. It's a very never been kissed, but basketball. Never been basketballed. moment. You know, Drew Barrymore goes to high school.
That movie is bizarre. I want to do a dudes watching rom-com about that movie on my Instagram because, he looks 100 years old.
Compared to high school students.
In the pic of him playing it, you could be like, I can see. He definitely looks like
Also, coaches would be like, I don't care how old he is. I mean, the guy's dominating him.
Yeah.
He's dunking on children.
Well, that's the thing. That's how competitive men are, that we're like, yeah, literally he has a beard that has gray hairs in it. And they're like, we just got to win county.
Yeah,
like, he doesn't give a shit about
as long as he stops jerking off in the bathroom for an hour before the games.
Yeah. I just like the idea that he's like, I mean, it's a smart plan by him that's just not well executed. He says he's displaced by a storm.
Where
and
is
now he's gonna go?
So
to
and the federal law is that people who claim to be homeless or an evacuee due to a natural disaster don't have to, like, present certain papers and documents that they might not have.
So this is a smart move by him.
Yeah.
Except freshman, he should have went in as a senior. He didn't trust himself to be a one-year all-star.
Yeah, he went under the name Rashawn Richardson. And you know how there's, like, you know, District 12 basketball, like a Twitter account, or like things that follow.
Sure.
And, like, they found tweets from, like, December before they knew all this where he had, like, almost a triple double. It's like crushing it. Like scouts and like just people in that world. They're like, yeah, he's like really good. We had no idea.
You gotta admit, like, does he go to jail for this?
No.
Another part, a 14-year-old girl's mom say they were dating.
Oh my god.
Well, there you go. That's a different ending. That's jail.
That, you know, that's got to be the toughest part of the whole thing, I guess. Is
well,
like,
that's
you go
jail.
Back to the, yeah, that's
and,
jail.
Unless you can play the piano and sing. If you can play the piano and sing, we're gonna give you a couple albums.
No,
but
one
if
cares.
You can't, get the fuck out of here, man.
Like the mom says, they met at school in January. They've kissed, but have no other sexual activity. But like, what?
He better have three fucking mixtapes that are fire.
That is,
or he's going to jail.
So awful.
It's terrible.
Because you're the star player on the basketball team.
Oh, yeah.
So, like, all these girls are like, man, I have a crush on Rashawn Rashad.
What was the show that he was on? Remember? It was like, anyways. The Ramad Rashad is what
Ahmad
I'm thinking
Rashad.
Of.
I got this huge crush on Ahmad. I'd like to take out your daughter. Why are you... You look old, man. Like, imagine the dad meeting him.
And he had some, like, great games, but, like, a quote was, he was a good player, but didn't stick out as being completely head and shoulders above everybody else. So they would have noticed he was, like, windmilling over everybody.
Well, that's the funniest part is you're like, I'm fucking good at basketball. I never got my shot. I'm going back to high school. And then the kids are, like, dunking on you.
But what would be the point anyway? You go to high school and then what? You go to call? Like, you know what I mean?
I guess you get drafted.
By who? To the NBA? Straight from high school?
I guess.
That's the thought?
I mean, there's a lot of people that say with baseball players, like a lot of the Cuban players that come out are like, they lie about their ages because they want to be drafted and get paid more money.
When they're younger. Sure,
like, you're a better prospect. Like, whoa, this guy's doing this at 16? What is he going to do when he's 23?
Yeah.
And it's like, yeah, he's already 23.
Yeah.
He's going to be doing this at 27.
You know,
it's not going to be a better athlete.
Another thing that as this unraveled was they found out from the police that he also has a child and a girlfriend.
Oh, God.
Who would come to the basketball games, and they believed that it was just like, an aunt or a nephew.
So this is all in on it.
It also kind of seems like maybe he
was
just...
An aunt or a nephew?
sister and a nephew or like...
It also seems like he was maybe just doing this to get closer to young girls. If he's dating a 14-year-old...
Well, but that was his girlfriend would come with a kid.
No, but he has a girlfriend on the side, right?
Yeah.
But then he's dating a 14-year-old or whatever in the...
He really got into character. He could have just went to class.
He had great...
Went to practice.
Great grades.
Yeah.
He passed all of his classes.
And he had to have a girlfriend?
He was president of the school.
Listen, imagine telling your now girlfriend, you're like, I got to keep the rouge going.
I have to go.
I got to have a girlfriend because if I don't... That's like the weirdest...
If we're not king and queen at the prom, they're going to think
no one's
this whole thing.
It.
Yeah, I got to keep the whole fucking thing going. Yes, I have to go to graduation.
Yeah.
I understand that our kid is sick. Blah, blah, blah.
Yeah.
I've got a whole other life over here. Yeah. Okay, a whole other fucking life.
Listen, I gotta take her on a date or two. You don't understand.
I have to.
The mom's on to us.
Mom's on to us.
If I don't take her 14-year-old daughter on a date.
A 14-year-old's date. I have to go. Yeah. I have to be driven to the theater and have her mom buy tickets to an adult movie thinking that we're not old enough to get into it. And I have to just pretend that I'm not old enough to go see Saw 8. I have to do that. You understand. I'm a basketball player.
The kid eats at 5. Goodbye. What, do we got another story?
Yeah. Have you heard, we've all heard of Underboob. Obviously.
Underboob. What is underboob?
Obviously. I love all of these obviously.
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 Hurricane
obviously.
Harvey.
I mean, obviously.
Tragic. Obviously.
It's tragic. Obviously.
You gotta need the bikini rides up a bit or like a crop
top. Oh, yeah,
shirt.
Yeah. So you see the like the bottom half of a tit. Yeah.
That's the new a thing, hip cleavage.
So hip cleavage is when the bottoms of a bathing suit is pulled up, almost looking like you have a wedgie for a woman.
Yeah,
I'm looking at a picture of it right now. This is hip cleavage. Google hip cleavage.
Oh, I love that. That's a real party.
I love it. I love it. I think it's a way to make a big ass look even better.
Of course. Also a way to make a leg look longer.
Yeah. What is it?
It reminds me of the 80s.
Yeah. So like, 80s.
Where asses seem longer.
I love this, and it's also like...
Can I get another picture here? I love these pictures. I mean, this is great.
Look at one of the Kardashians.
I mean, well, can we get another one?
Where did it go?
What was the first one you had?
I mean, that was a fat ass that I love.
But who was that lady?
I mean, this is the oldest Kardashian. It's like...
Why are we looking at the Kardashians?
I like a good Kardashian.
Let's get a human person here, for Christ's sake.
Where's the other picture?
Man Googled alien hip cleavage.
I mean, this is...
And who is this?
I don't know. Bella Hadid, one of the hottest women in the world. I mean...
Yeah, it's great.
It's great. I love the look.
Oh, yeah.
I'm happy. Every bathing suit season... I gotta hand it to women. Every bathing suit season, they seem to come out with a new thing to make me hard that I never saw coming.
Also, I never thought that I'd suck a hip. You know what I mean? But
I'm down. A fucking hip.
I'll suck a hip. I will sit in a bathroom for an hour watching hips wildly beating off while my girlfriend and her family are at dinner wondering what happened to me.
I mean, my God.
Yeah, she's a party. That lady's a party.
That's Christina Milian.
Is your boyfriend coming back to Thanksgiving dinner? Look, Mom, I don't know. You know he's up there. He just from the upstairs, you just hear wild fucking porn going on.
I hope we get an update on that.
We need an update on that.
She's going to ask her what the fuck's going on.
There's going to be a full-on two-part documentary about that story. We're going to find out that woman, like, killed a cat by accident, and this guy can't live with the lies anymore. Like, it's going to be a whole thing.
Here's the problem I have with hip cleavage. I like it on a big-bootied woman. I think that's, like, it makes it, like... Whoa, look at this crazy roller coaster.
Go on.
On a very skinny woman, I know it kind of like tricks your eyes into believing it's a bigger ass, doesn't it?
Can I get
like, I'm looking at it on Emily Radnowski. She's beautiful and hot.
I mean, that's pretty. I'd suck that hip. I mean, what do you want me to do? But I can't believe that's a thing that I've said in, you know.
Then you look at this girl's and you're like, that is a full dinner.
Well, yeah, anything that's got some stuff going on.
Kim Kardashian, that's her. And you're like, oh my God, that's...
The other lady, I mean, what are you going to do? It's
gorgeous.
It's a great hip. What are you going to do?
Any other stories, Shelby?
They came out, USA Today did a study of the drunkest cities.
Drunkest cities. Do you want to see if we can guess? Let's guess the top five.
Obviously America we're going with, right?
Correct.
Yeah. Top five. I'm going Chicago, New York.
This is very specific cities.
Oh, really? What's the measurement based off of?
Daytona Beach? Can we count this?
Well, like, what are they doing it off of? Like, is it like how many beers they sell? Is it how many DUIs they, you know, give out?
Highest excessive drinking rate.
New Orleans?
Highest excessive drinking rate. Oh, New Orleans has got to be one.
Go ahead.
Where have I got?
Let's go five and down, Shelby. What's five?
Yeah, five.
Number five, Fargo, North Dakota.
Amazing. Okay. That makes sense.
You got to, yeah.
People
sad,
in the middle of nothing.
Cold,
you
nothing.
Look straight out to death.
Yeah.
Just grim death.
I got to get drunk so I can cut down the time on this day. Okay. Fargo, North Dakota.
Yep.
Number four, Madison, Wisconsin.
Wow. So these are college towns, maybe. That might be mm-hmm. play into it. And I've been to Madison. You can do some drinking there.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three, Appleton, Wisconsin.
Oh, we're seeing a trend here.
Apple, Wisconsin, everything in okay. that region.
I think the depression rates in these areas might be high as well.
There's no way that everybody in Fargo's waking up to a good day. There's no way. There's, you wake up and you look outside and you just go, wow, it's vast again.
Gray.
Gray, vast. Look at it. Give me a bottle.
What am I doing here? Yeah. Okay, number two?
Two, Eau Claire, Wisconsin.
This is getting ridiculous. This is
it's
ridiculous.
Just Wisconsin!
These people are animals.
It's just Wisconsin.
Number one.
Hold on, let me
guess.
Green Bay.
Correct.
Really?
There was in the top.
Was this only done in Wisconsin,
in
this poll?
Top 20, there were 9 cities in Wisconsin.
Wow.
Really? Are they just drinking more there? I know they have that beer that everyone loves. The cow tit. Cow milk. Something. There's beer you could only get in Wisconsin.
Okay.
And they rave about, they won't even sell it outside the state lines.
Huh.
It's called like Milk Smothers or some bullshit. But that's weird.
I mean, yeah, wow. 9 out of the top 20.
I mean, I did
4 in the top 5.
I remember I did a college show in Wisconsin and they had a bar in the college show.
Yeah.
And that was like unheard of to me. I was like, a lot of these shows are like, they suck, you know, like at colleges because they're like in the auditorium. They had like a fucking, you know, what was the Saved by the Bell?
When I wake up in the morning and I...
What was there? Where would they go to eat?
Oh, I know you're talking about the hang on one second. The diner thing that they went to.
Yeah. The Max.
Fuck.
And Max was the magician. Remember a magician? Yeah. A fail. That's a sad storyline. You never thought about how sad Max's life was. At the Max.
How did
he named he, this guy is such an egomaniac. He tried to become a magician. He fails. He's like, they will know my fucking name. We're opening a diner. We're calling it the Max, and only children will come. I'll be the king of these children. They'll think I'm cool.
I'm the adults, lord of chicken fingers.
Yeah, these no adult thought he was cool. He was like, yeah. I gotta open a teen friendly. Diner named
That's
after
me. That's a spinoff
me.
Of Saved by the Bell. Creepy Max and Creepy what he does Max. After hours. He's only serving to children. He's a magician, which is weird anyway.
Why is he trying to convince all these kids to come to his
Why
restaurant
Why are you trying to get
tricks?
So close to kids?
Yeah.
Max!
He wears me out. He probably whacks off in the bathroom for an hour before
Max,
he serves them.
He
macks
off in the bathroom.
Max off. Nathan McIntosh, thank you for coming on.
Hey, thanks for having me, man. This was a party.
So much fun. Go follow Nathan at Nathan McIntosh on Twitter and Instagram. Positive Anger is the podcast. Go check it out. Laughable, laughable, laughable. Download the app. You can subscribe to Nate and figure out everywhere he is. Shelby, thank you for popping in.
Thanks for having me.
At Classic Shelb on Twitter, Instagram, and Snapchat. I'm Jared Freed. You can send in anything you'd like, jtrainpodcast@gmail.com, at jtrain56 on Snap and Twitter, at Jared Freed on Facebook and Instagram. We'll be back next episode. Boom.